Absolutely. I loved doing that. I was hard to design the Christmas windows for 5 years, many years after I'd left the company, and it was a special series of windows that Ignaz had come up with, this idea, where and when he told me about it, he had me sign a confidentiality agreement because it was pretty crazy. He had contacted the company that produced the crawl tubes at McDonald's, those sort of gymnasium style little crawl spaces where the kids go in a tube and climb up and over, because he had this idea where, what if we were to take the glass out and reconfigure it so that we have a tube that the kids could go into the windows and go down the series of windows and then come back out the other end? It's that simple. But it was nuts, because for the first time we were letting children go into the windows. Literally, go into the windows. And he had me come and design the fun and festival around the tube. And so I came up with an idea every year about what these kids would experience, because they had portholes that looked through. And so in a way, it was kind of like a tour. You know, you're taking a tour inside the windows. And, oh, it was complicated. We had to take the glass out, and we had to, then legal got involved, and we had to install video cameras to show every single square inch of the thing, because they said, you're going to have trip and fall artists show up and say, my child broke their finger, I'm going to sue. And you can say, no, here's the videotape of your child going through the entire tube, happy as a clam. So, no. So we had to do that, and we also had to have extraction points. So if a child freaks out, we can get them out of there quickly. And sure enough, we found out that any child younger than 4 don't work well. And that was the only extraction we had to do when someone lied about their age and let them in too soon. But after all that operational stuff was over with, we made a lot of people really happy. But I tell you, my favorite thing to do was to go downtown after everything was installed and Christmas was underway, and it was maybe the middle of December, and you know, the hustle and bustle of shopping was happening. I would go and just hang out on the sidewalk and just act like I'd never seen it before, and I was just taking it all in. That was the most fun I could ever have, because I would hear this couple of people over here telling one another what it all meant. You know, one was explaining to the other, you know, this is what this means, and you know, and I loved that, because that's what I wanted people to do. It's like, what do you think? You know, and then also just to see the hysterical smiles and giggling of the children, and just to see them just ecstatic and having the time of their life, and just being able to drink that in without worried about who I am or, you know, introducing myself. It's like I got to kind of secretly see how, you know, what they really were experiencing. And that probably turned into one of the most valuable resources that I could ever have. It's like, what's making them happy? You know, why are these people so happy? And I don't think I ever got a specific answer, but it was good to see that, you know, it was working. You know, we did, the tube was hard to navigate. It went up and down and around and swirled and spiraled, and we estimated the time it would take for a kid to go through there, and because we were trying to estimate how many people we could put through the tube, you know, in a day. Well, after we had come up with all our fancy calculations, you know, we opened it up for the kids, and But boom, two little boys went in the tube, and before we could even finish a sentence, boom, they were back again. They had gone through there so fast, it was like they're ready for it again. And we're like, wow, what did you run? He goes, hell yeah, we ran all the way. But they really were, because it was physical. It was very physical. And at one point, we had, we had a suggestion box, and there were adults that were like, we want to go through that, because the age limit was 4 to 11. And after that, you're out. So we thought, what if we were to do an adult night? And I had already, I tried to go through it, but it's a 36-inch diameter tube. And I could not do that because I couldn't turn around. But there are places where when you go up and you want to go back down again, you got to turn around and come back. So I just said, no, I'm not doing that. But people that were a lot more limber and athletic wanted to do that. And so we set up an adult night where if they made it through the tube, we would greet them on the other end with a glass of champagne. And sure enough, a lot of people wanted that champagne, so they did it. They came. They went all the way through it. It is so hard to talk about when you don't have a visual in front of you, but if you can imagine that thing at McDonald's in a long string going through all these different configurations and crazy environments and stuff, that's what it was. It was a journey. And people really got into it. But we did it for 5 years. And we could have kept going, but, quit while you're ahead. But they, the company decided to go, do something different. But I just know that there were those kids that were those little three-year-olds who had older brothers and sisters who they'd always come downtown and watch them go through the tube. And they were like, oh, next year I can go, next year I can do it. And poof. But, I couldn't think about that because that sounded like such a disappointment. But they'll get over it,